Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Obie is here. Doug is the author of Money and the Human Condition, the owning managing member of Karma Ventures, registered investment advisor, and spends a lot of his time these days managing his own account, but observing what's going on out there, and we want to know what he has to say. He's our good friend, Doug. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Doug, one of the things you and I have in common is we like real estate, and we have many things in common. One of them is we both like real estate as a big part of our portfolio. And I've one of the things that I've said to kind of set the table for my position, Doug, is that I'm the world's worst saver. I may be the world's worst saver. I do not like saving money. I do not like putting money in a piggy bank. I never did. But I'm one hell of a mortgage payment maker. And so over the years, instead of saving money, I bought real estate, and I took out mortgages, and I found a way to pay them. I never lost a property. I've come close a few times, but I never lost a property. But you know, then one day in the future, when you work hard and make those payments, all of a sudden you pay those mortgages off, and the real estate is worth more than when you bought it, and they still provide an income. And I just think, for me, Doug, that's a better proposition than the casino they call Wall Street. What do you think?
Well, I absolutely agree with you because certain things that are guaranteed. All right, is people are always going to need housing. All right, there's always going to be a certain segment of the population that has to rent, cannot afford to buy. And inflation is with us forever. It's built into our DNA in this country.
Right.
And so it's just inflation is a debtor's best friend. So having mortgages is nothing erodes the value of a mortgage more than inflation because as everything goes up, the price of the rents go up, your income goes up, but your debt doesn't go up, you know, relatively speaking. So it makes
that
it
little
easier
that
easier
little fact right there, Doug, is one of the most fun things that I get to do when I talk to young people about owning a home instead of renting. When I explain to them why they need to buy a little more house than they probably think they can afford day one, I try to explain to them, okay, do you plan on making more money in 5 years? And they say, well, yeah, we plan to be having a higher income in 5 years. Then I tell them, but your mortgage will not go up in 5 years. Your mortgage will be the same.
Right.
I mean, my first mortgage was $121 a month.
Right. And now you can't get a car payment for less than that.
Yeah, exactly. And so you know, anyway, it's something that's very. In my opinion, it's one of the most fascinating financial dynamics in the American scene. What do you think?
Well, you nailed it when you opened the segment. When you buy a piece of property, and obviously, you know, a home, you are in total control of that because it's your roof over your head, and so you have to make those payments. You'd have to make payments for rent if you weren't owning anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking as far as investment property, which you were referring to earlier. When you take out a mortgage, as long as you can make that payment, assuming your rents come in, but, you know, then dynamics are going to work in your favor no matter how it works because rents typically will only go up. I've had an experience in 2009 when I actually had to reduce rents, but for the most part, rents go up with inflation, and that mortgage payment becomes easier and easier to make. And eventually, as you said, you pay it off, and then you have nothing but the income coming in because you're not giving it all to the bank.
Right.
But that requires someone to take risk, all right? And that risk changes from state to state because here in the Northeast, and especially Massachusetts, it's the laws are slanted against a landlord. Where down, I think, where you are, they're more favorable.
Well, across most of the country, I think they're more favorable. I think you get into the concentrated population areas like Boston and New York and probably and certainly New England, lots of New England, the Eastern Coast. You got laws against landlords, but I think most of the rest of the country is not like that.
That's true. Most of the country, your more liberal areas are like that. But your more conservative areas are fairer, if you will.
That's right. And no, I think it's fair. They're not slanted toward the landlord. It's just fair.
Exactly.
And what you're talking about are rent controls and things like that, right?
Right. And what it takes to evict someone that's not paying, and so on and so forth.
Also, a lot of regulations. A lot of unions that get involved in that kind of thing that hurt the landlord.
Yep. Boston has – you have to register every rental unit in Boston now.
Wow.
All right. But anyway, what we're talking about is, an investment that you don't have to save. All right. Saving is very difficult for people in general. But most people will make payments that are required, whether they're, a doctor's bill or electric bill, or a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if, in fact, people do take the plunge and buy an income property, as long as they're willing to deal with tenants, deal with maintenance issues, have the wherewithal to either know people that can fix things or fix them themselves, all right? But if they're willing to do that, it does become a little part-time job on the side.
It's an investment you have more control over. And, folks, it's not for everybody. Doug was just describing some of the things you have to do. It's not for everybody. But I do want to wrap up our segment by reminding people of something, Doug, I know you and I agree with. If you own a business and if there's any way possible that you can own the property that your business is in, please do it. You'll thank me later. What do you think, Doug? Wrap it up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're literally investing in and buying and guaranteeing that payment, all right, to yourself.
Yep. If you own your own building yourself and your company is your tenant, then your company pays you rent, not somebody else rent.
Absolutely.
Pays you rent.
Your mortgage.
And one day that building will be paid off by you, and that rent, net of maintenance and things like that, will go to your pocket. Bottom line. Quick break. Doug, I need your website quickly, please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.